I'm Justin Martin, KERA News. Light is necessary for life on Earth, but scientists believe that too much of a certain wavelength can cause everything from crop diseases to changes in the migratory patterns of animals. Southern Methodist University professor Brian Soltowski is working to unravel the mystery of blue light in a study funded by the National Institutes of Health. Brian Soltowski, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Can you explain what blue light is?
So blue light basically just refers to a part of the electromagnetic spectrum that has a specific energy. Usually we define things by basically their wavelength of light. So typically blue light can be centered around 450 nanometers, but can range in the range from about 425 nanometers to 475 nanometer light.
So where is this excess blue light coming from that can cause all these detrimental effects?
Well, blue light's very abundant in nature in general. That's why organisms actually use that wavelength of light to drive their biological processes. But it turns out, though, that because it's abundant in nature, we like to have it be abundant in our products, like our lights, our computers, our laptops, and everything else. So we introduce a lot more foreign blue light into the environment compared to what should naturally be there.
Is there a difference in how too much blue light can affect animals versus plants?
A lot of that is not known, which is one of the reasons we're actually doing a lot of this research. What we do know is blue light is extremely important for basically growth and development of any organism you can conceive of. How that's ultimately regulated and when there can be too much light is a big question. The bigger question, though, is when you get the blue light. Nature is designed to use blue light as a signal as to what time of day it is. So when we're introducing blue light into the environment or into our daily lives through computers and laptops, we're introducing blue light at times of day like evening where we're not supposed to see it. And that causes basically dysfunction in our biological processes.
I was reading about a type of crop fungus of some sort.
Yeah, there's growing understanding that a lot of these fungal pathogens of plants, there are several that actually attack wine, which cause billions of dollars of crop loss each year. There are some that we're interested in that also basically attack a lot of your grain crops. So you're looking at wheat, alfalfa, that have very detrimental aspects to agriculture. And their ability to infect the plant is regulated by blue light.
And it can also affect butterflies and birds?
It sounds a bit strange. Yeah. There's research going back several years now that a protein we had done a lot of work on in the past called cryptochrome actually can sense the magnetic field of the Earth. And they need blue light to activate it. And then once it's activated, it tells them basically where north and south is so they can migrate around the planet by using that blue light sensor.
Understanding this mechanism, how blue light affects life, might lead to better drugs for things like diabetes, even cancer?
Yeah, so there's some great research that was done recently that shows the same protein, cryptochrome, which is a blue light receptor in many organisms, actually regulates diabetes and gluconeogenesis to some extent. So there are drugs that are being marketed right now for targeting that protein. But more importantly, the fact that blue light drives what we call our circadian clocks, or our natural 24-hour rhythm, helps our body know when we should be getting food. So anything that's metabolically based will be tied into this clock. And because of that, metabolic disorders like diabetes are very tied into this blue light reception and basically how we are perceiving our environment.
Brian Soltowski is a professor of chemistry at SMU. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.